Agrégation interne d'anglais, épreuve de compréhension restitution. You are going to hear an oral document twice. After each listening, you will have 1 minute in which to look over your work and prepare your account of the document in English. Here is the document for the first time.
Well, the congressional aide who wrote a Facebook post criticizing President Obama's 2 teenage daughters has resigned. In the post, Elizabeth Lawton, communications director for Tennessee Republican Congressman Stephen Fincher, wrote that Malia and Sasha Obama should have shown a little more class during the annual turkey pardon at the White House. Defenders of the Obama girls say, come on, they're teenagers. Give them a break. Well, we're going to take a closer look at that challenging time of life right now with a Temple University psychology professor who's been researching the teenage brain. Lawrence Steinberg's new book is Age of Opportunity: Lessons from the New Science of Adolescence. Mr. Steinberg, welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks very much.
And one of the things we should talk about right at the outset here is when you say adolescence, yes, it used to be only a few years long, but these days, adolescence, as you define it, lasts much longer than it used to.
Yeah, by my estimate, it lasts at least 15 years, partly because puberty begins so much earlier today than it did in the past, and partly because it's taking young people longer and longer to make the transition into the conventional roles of adulthood. They're staying in school longer, they're delaying getting married, they're staying economically dependent on their parents longer. So adolescence is a very long stage of development now.
Well, and how do you define adolescence as lasting 15 years?
Well, if we look at the average age of puberty now in the United States, for girls, they're starting puberty around 11 or 12 years old. And if you look at when young women are getting married in the United States, the average age is 27, 28 years old. So we're talking about a pretty long span of time and the same time interval lengthwise for boys as for girls. So we know that when people go through puberty, the sex hormones associated with that affect the brain as well as the rest of the body. So we can mark the beginning of adolescence in one way by looking at when that's happening. So that really is determined by when somebody goes through puberty. On the other hand, we can look at the end of adolescence in terms of when the brain is really not maturing so much anymore. And that seems to be going on until people are in their mid-20s or so.
That is the end of the document for the first time. You now have 1 minute in which to look over your notes. Here is the recording for the second time.
Well, the congressional aide who wrote a Facebook post criticizing President Obama's 2 teenage daughters has resigned. In the post, Elizabeth Lawton, communications director for Tennessee Republican Congressman Stephen Fincher, wrote that Malia and Sasha Obama should have shown a little more class during the annual turkey pardon at the White House. Defenders of the Obama girls say, come on, they're teenagers. Give them a break. Well, we're going to take a closer look at that challenging time of life right now with a Temple University psychology professor who's been researching the teenage brain. Lawrence Steinberg's new book is Age of Opportunity: Lessons from the New Science of Adolescence. Mr. Steinberg, welcome to Here and Now.
Thanks very much.
And one of the things we should talk about right at the outset here is when you say adolescence, yes, it used to be only a few years long, but these days, adolescence, as you define it, lasts much longer than it used to.
Yeah, by my estimate, it lasts at least 15 years, partly because puberty begins so much earlier today than it did in the past, and partly because it's taking young people longer and longer to make the transition into the conventional roles of adulthood. They're staying in school longer, they're delaying getting married, they're staying economically dependent on their parents longer. So adolescence is a very long stage of development now.
Well, and how do you define adolescence as lasting 15 years?
Well, if we look at the average age of puberty now in the United States, for girls, they're starting puberty around 11 or 12 years old. And if you look at when young women are getting married in the United States, the average age is 27, 28 years old. So we're talking about a pretty long span of time and the same time interval lengthwise for boys as for girls. So we know that when people go through puberty, the sex hormones associated with that affect the brain as well as the rest of the body. So we can mark the beginning of adolescence in one way by looking at when that's happening. So that really is determined by when somebody goes through puberty. On the other hand, we can look at the end of adolescence in terms of when the brain is really not maturing so much anymore. And that seems to be going on until people are in their mid-20s or so.
That is the end of the recording for the second time. You now have 1 minute in which to prepare your account of the text. That minute is now up and it's over to you. Please begin speaking now.